Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
They seemed like the perfect couple. That's how friends are describing 18-year-olds Nathaniel Fujita and Lauren Astley. They were a couple for 3 years at Wayland High School. They both were from prominent families and both headed to separate colleges this fall. Instead, Fujita today is being held without bail for Astley's murder. It's a case that some experts say shows that teenagers and their families need more education about healthy relationships and teen dating violence. Emily Rothman, an associate professor at Boston University School of Public Health, joins us to talk about this. Good morning.
Good morning.
When we read some of the details that are coming out after this murder case that happened in Wayland over the holiday weekend, and you hear about two seemingly all-American teenagers, I'm sure there are a lot of people saying, how could this have happened? What do you tell teens about some of the warning signs about relationships and as to whether they may eventually become violent?
Well, what we tend to tell teens is that the most important things to look for are coercive and controlling behaviors. So lots of times teens will tell us that their boyfriend or girlfriend is texting them or calling them multiple times, maybe trying to control how often they see their friends or what kinds of things they tell their family. And those are warning signs that we really want teens and parents to look for.
You know, they're actually, according to one report, the police had said that the young man in this case, Nathaniel Fujita, had actually told them that he did talk with his girlfriend that evening, that Sunday night, the last time she was seen alive, that they had not been socializing with their peers anymore, and that was something that they were discussing. So would you say that's a huge red flag? And then if that's identified as an issue in the relationship, what are those teens supposed to do?
Well, you know, I don't know anything about this particular case, but what I can tell you is that we know a fair amount about what may cause a person to perpetrate dating violence, and there's a range of factors, and that can include individual psychopathology or propensity for delinquent behavior, but also belief in traditional gender norms, their own exposure to child abuse, so whether they were abused as a child or saw interparental violence. And then there are other things that are important to look at, too, like their style of alcohol use and exposure to violent media. So we know that all of those things can go into the mix and can elevate the chance that someone might perpetrate dating violence.
Is teen dating violence different than adult dating violence?
I think there are similarities and differences. Teen relationships can be very different than adult relationships. So in an adult domestic violence situation, typically people share the same home. They may share bank accounts. They may share responsibility for parenting children. And in some ways, it could be easier for a perpetrator of adult domestic violence to gain control over his or her victim because they may have access, they may be able to control how they spend money, whether they go to the doctor for treatment, for injuries, that kind of thing. In a dating violence situation, you typically have the victim and the perpetrator not living together in the same home, and so the dynamics can be a little different.
I'm wondering, in this particular case, it doesn't seem that anyone had been alarmed that there was any kind of violence going on, not parents who would be closely watching both of these children or anyone else. So what does that suggest, do you think? Is that common, that no one would see that this relationship could lead to a violent act like this? Or what advice do you give people, especially parents of teenagers, who might be struggling with this?
Look, dating violence is a really common problem. We know that as many as 10% of teens in the U.S. say that they're experiencing physical violence at the hands of a dating partner each year, and it is extremely hard for parents or people close to those adolescents to know what to look for sometimes. We actually have very little information about some of those warning signs. What we think parents should do is look to see if there are any changes in usual behavior, if they drop out of clubs or activities that they've been involved with, if they suddenly change their circle of friends or pattern of socializing. Those can be signs that there's something going on that parents should pay a little bit more closer attention to.
That was Emily Rothman, associate professor at Boston University's School of Public Health. She suggests that folks who have questions about domestic violence contact SafeLink Massachusetts Hotline. She says the number is 1-877-785-2020.